You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Man alive, it's a surprise. People do not rise from the dead every day of the week.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
The following broadcast is a special dramatization produced by the International Lutheran Layman's League. This original Easter drama, written by David McCausland, is titled Man Alive. For now, we shall say no more. We simply invite you to listen to what follows. Later, Dr. Oswald Hoffman will return with a short message.
And that's the up-to-the-minute news at 1400 hours on this weekend. This is the Armed Forces Radio Network, and now stay tuned for the latest Top 40 survey hits.
That's another thing wrong with this place. No country music. I've been here 11 months, and I ain't heard Johnny Cash once.
How many days you got left, Shotgun?
29 and a wake-up. And I'm taking that big freedom bird out of here, and I ain't never coming back.
29 days? Man, I've got 350. Oh, would you believe that? Our man Scott here has to wait a year before heading home.
If I had that many days left, I'd cut my throat.
I've thought about it.
You'd be home before you know it, Scott. Time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, if you ever did start to like it here, you would have a whole different kind of problem.
Like what?
See that man walking toward us?
Yeah, I see him.
Platoon Sergeant Mike Lewis. He's been in this lousy hole for 2.5 years, and he's the only man I've ever met who doesn't want to go home.
Doesn't want to go home?
Nope. Doing everything he can to stay here.
I don't believe it.
After a few months here, you'll believe a lot of things you wouldn't have believed before.
You'll probably quit believing a few, too.
Hello, Shotgun.
Hello, Sarge.
We got a new man.
This here's Scott. Just come up from the replacement center today.
Scott, how old are you?
19.
You shave yet?
About once a week.
He'll be in your squad, Shotgun.
Glad to have him.
Well, he might as well get his feet wet with us tonight. We got an ambush patrol. Be ready to move out at 18:30.
We're not really going out tonight, are we?
Yep, a guided tour. Combat zone by night.
Sir, Sergeant Lewis?
Yeah?
The old man wants to see you. Your orders came in. It looks like you're headed stateside.
Yeah? But we'll see about that. Shotgun, you keep an eye on Peach Fuzz tonight.
Right, Sarge. Peach Fuzz it is. For the next 11 months and 2 weeks, that's your name.
Who's the old man?
Captain Clark, the company commander.
How come everybody on the front has a nickname?
It's just the way it is.
What's Sergeant Lewis's nickname?
Dead Man. He's the only guy in the battalion actually enjoys the war.
There's nothing I can do about it, Lewis. Your orders came down from battalion. Here they are.
Yeah, I understand that, sir, but I don't see why they would turn down my request for an extension.
You've already had 3 extensions. I guess they figure you need a break.
I don't want a break. Doesn't make sense. Back in the States, you got kids doing everything in the world to keep from coming over here. Now I'm here and I want to stay, and the Army won't let me.
I never knew wars were supposed to be logical, Lewis. Why should this one be any different? You want a beer?
Yeah, no, thanks.
Lewis, why don't you want to go home?
Well, nothing to go home to, I guess.
You married?
I was. Divorced a few years ago.
Kids?
No.
Parents still alive?
My dad is, but I'm not sure where. I don't think he'd want to see me.
Why wouldn't he?
Last time I saw him, I broke his jaw.
How long you been in the service?
3 years.
2.5 of that here?
Something like that.
What about before enlisting?
I was in a special training program.
Says here in your file you were in jail.
Look, if you already know the answers, why ask the questions?
Because you can't spend your life here, soldier. And I'd like to help you get ready to go home.
This is my home.
Well, then you'd better get ready to leave home, Sergeant, because your orders call for you to be on your way tomorrow. There's a chopper out of here at 0700. You be on it.
I'm not leaving, Captain. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a patrol to get ready for this evening.
You've been relieved of your duties, Sergeant. Use the evening to pack your things.
Don't push me, Captain.
Don't push me, Lewis. Now get out of here and get your gear squared away.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sergeant Lewis, you come to the fight?
Hey, what fight, sir?
It's company challenge match. C Company just got a guy who says he'll take on all comers. He's new, just up from replacement.
Right now, I could use a fight.
Big, black dude. Looks pretty mean.
Yeah, well, this won't be my last fight. How much to enter?
$20, winner takes all.
I'm in. Where's the gloves?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Bring on the ladies!
Yeah, well, forget about the ladies. Firebase Alpha is proud to present the Saturday Night Fights, coming to you direct from the front line. In this corner, wearing the ankle-length olive drab trunks and weighing 180 pounds from the great state of California, Mike Lewis. And in this corner, also wearing jungle fatigues and weighing 215 pounds from the... Where are you from?
Chicago.
You're from the marvelous city of Chicago, Mr. Calvin...
Jones.
Calvin Jones. Let's hear it for Calvin. All right, gentlemen, let's have a fair fight. No punching in the clinches, no blows below the belt, and no fair using bayonets or calling in artillery.
Hey, the sergeant's gonna get killed. That other guy's a giant.
Looks like our man Lewis is a bit on the hostile side about something, though.
Come on, Sarge!
Sarge will hold his own in there.
Who is that other guy?
Beats me, some new guy. But he knows how to fight.
Incoming! Get out! Get out of here!
Come on, Jones. There's a bunker over here.
Hey, I'm with you, man.
I'm hit! Come on, give me a hand, man. Come on, let's get to the bunker. You okay?
Well, it's my leg. I think I picked up some shrapnel.
Yeah, let's take a look at it. Yeah, you got some, all right, but it's not too bad. Here, let me help you. Wrap it with this.
Hey, you put up a pretty good fight. I was beginning to feel those body punches. You fight much before?
Yeah, not in a ring. You?
Oh, little. Back in the States, here and there.
How long since you've been stateside?
About 6 months.
Man alive, Charlie's got our range today. Some tattoo on your arm.
Most people don't get close enough to see it. You know, blue on black doesn't show up very well.
Yeah. Who did it?
A little guy in a place I lived for a while, and I didn't have much else to do at the time.
It's me like a prison number.
You did? You know?
I did 3 years. But they let me out to come over here. Been out long?
Well, I've been free for 5 years, out of prison for two.
What kind of double talk is that?
God made me a free man inside the pen. State let me go 3 years later.
Oh, yeah. Well, if religion's your thing. Hey, it sounds like the shelling has stopped. Now, let's get you to the medic's tent. Then I'll see about getting my orders changed.
Thanks for coming by, Chaplain. Doctor says I'll be up and around in a few days.
I'm glad you're okay, Jones. We try not to welcome everyone to the unit with a mortar attack. Would you mind if I prayed with you before I go?
Hey, I'd appreciate that, sir.
Lord, thanks for your protection of Calvin this afternoon. I'd ask you to help him, sense your presence in his life,
help his faith to grow during these difficult days ahead. Even in the midst of war, use him as an instrument of your peace. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Chapman.
Been a Christian long, Calvin?
I haven't always been. I was in prison. The guy in the next cell told me about Jesus. He read the Bible to me and prayed for me for a year. Found out I wasn't a loser as I thought I was.
Chaplain, they want you up at Captain Clark's headquarters. Sergeant Lewis must have flipped out or something. He's pulled a gun on the captain and is threatening to kill him if he doesn't change his orders.
I'm on my way.
Chaplain, why don't you let me go? Maybe I can talk to him. You see, me and him, we have a couple things in common.
You're not supposed to be up yet.
But I can make it if you give me a little hand here.
Let's go.
You're crazy, Lewis.
How's the rest of the world, Captain?
I can't get your orders changed.
If you don't, you wish you had.
Lewis!
Hey, stay away from here.
Me, Lewis Jones.
Oh, man alive. Jones, stay away.
I'm coming in to talk to you.
I'll kill you if you do.
Guess I'll find out, won't I?
What? What do you want?
Come on, man. Let the captain go. Keep me instead.
Why should I?
He can't help you, and you know it. Besides, we need to talk. Come on, let him go.
Get out of here, Captain.
You'll go to jail for this, Lewis.
They only put living people in jail, sir.
Hey, you gonna keep that M16 pointed at me all night?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. I'm gonna pull the pin on this grenade. And if our conversation is interesting, we'll be fine. But if you bore me, well, you know as much about grenades as I do.
Lewis, let's talk about why you went to prison.
I was a bad boy. Probably just like you were.
Well, what'd you do? Rob somebody? Kill someone?
Now, I was incorrigible. At least that's what the judge called me. Repeat offender, three-time loser.
But the state pen is where they put habitual criminals, like I was.
That's me.
Hey, that doesn't have to be you.
Wish I could believe that.
Hey, I spent my time as a repeat offender, but I met somebody there who changed all that.
A smart lawyer, huh?
You might say that. He specializes in three-time losers.
Yeah, what good could he do for me here at the front?
Goes everywhere. And since we've got all night, I want to tell you a little story about him and one of his friends.
If your bedtime story puts me to sleep, Jones...
Yeah, I know. Then we both get to go home. Anyway, it begins with my lawyer friend, as you call him, getting arrested. But his story is really about one of his buddies who whips out his blade, starts a fight, and cuts off a dude's ear.
Why would your lawyer's friend say he didn't know him if he really did?
He was scared, I guess. I don't know. But people do crazy things when they're afraid.
Tell me about it.
Well, the guy's name was Peter. And that night, he heard the best friend anybody in the world could ever have say to him, "God will allow the shepherd to be killed and the sheep to be scattered."
So he denied it three times, huh?
Yeah. Then he went outside and cried like a baby. You and I aren't the only three-time losers in this world. Because that's just the way he is. And he'll forgive you, too.
I'd like to believe that. I really would.
You're not afraid to stay here and die, are you?
Well, no.
But you are afraid of going home and trying to live.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I am.
Have you ever prayed, Lewis?
Not really. Not that I remember.
Would you like to?
I don't even know what to say.
Just tell God what you want to tell him. Ask him to help you do what you need to do. Here, I'll hold the grenade. You pray.
Lord, I don't know what to say. Well, I guess first of all, I'm sorry for the way I've lived, for the person I've been. I pray you'd forgive me like you did that other guy. Come into my life. Set me free like you did Jones here. Right now I'm in a bigger mess than ever. And I'd like to ask for your help. Help me to face it and do what's right. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, Lewis, look at that sunrise. Are you ready now, man, to walk out of here and face whatever's there?
Are you coming with me?
I'm coming. And so's the Lord. This is his day.
What is today?
Sunday. Matter of fact, it's Easter Sunday.
Man alive. Yeah, I guess I'm ready. I guess I really am.
A three-time loser found out what the resurrection of Jesus Christ really means. It means forgiveness, real forgiveness. Man alive, people say that when they are surprised. Man alive, life can begin again. Man alive, this certainly is a surprise. The man died, really died, and rose from the dead. It was a surprise to Lewis and Jones in the story you just heard. It was a surprise to the disciples of Jesus. It is a surprise today. Man alive, this message echoed from a tomb, its gaping jaws open wide, its sleeping guards out like a light. Trembling women carried the message, first of all, man alive. Man alive, angels told the story to those startled women. The women ran to tell the story of the surprise that made them tremble. Even his own men could not believe it. Then he came to them with a great surprise. Man alive, they were almost in a daze at this incredibly happy ending to the grim experience of Good Friday. They went out to tell the story. Man alive, the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion brings light and life to people today. What you heard earlier in the program may be just a story, but it's not a dream. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is true, and the resurrection of people to new life through faith in him is just as true. All of it seems to be too good to be true, too fantastic for educated minds to accept, too contrary to the facts of nature, too extraordinary to be believed in this ordinary world. Too extraordinary to have happened in this ordinary world. Too exciting to be believed. But there he was. And here he is. He died and is alive. In the world where Adam died, Jesus Christ was made alive. As St. Paul said, as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Man alive. Could that be true? Man alive, it's true. True, it's a surprise. True, people do not rise from the dead every day of the week. True, it takes God to do something like this. True, there's nothing more common in the world than death. True, there's nothing more glorious than life. True, that life is in Christ who was raised from the dead. True, there is resurrection to life anew and again. True, people who are found in Christ will have Christ found in them. With faith in Jesus Christ, people are reborn, renewed, revivified, resurrected to life, real life which grows and blooms with the life of the Lord himself. Christ alive goes into the darkness of moral failure, which is human sin, and simply wipes it out with his atoning blood. People repent because of him and are forgiven by him, accepted and pardoned by the living God himself in the victory of his Son, not cheaply won, in the suffering and death the resurrection and life of Jesus Christ, comes first the cross, but then the crown. When Jesus confronted his disciples the first time after his resurrection, he did not say, "I told you so." There was forgiveness and kindness and peace. In his resurrection from the dead, there's good news in hearts and homes, in sick rooms and battlefields and cemeteries. A new note is sounding within this stricken world, with hallelujahs and hosannas and cheers, as death comes to all people in their humanity. Life comes to all people everywhere in the risen humanity of the risen Lord. The poet laureate of England, John Masefield, in the trial of Jesus, has Pilate's wife asking the centurion who reported the death of Jesus, "Do you think he is dead?" The centurion replied, "No, lady, I don't." "Then where is he?" "Loose in the world, lady, where neither Roman nor Jew can stop the truth." So he is, man alive. Not man overboard, but man alive. Loose in the hearts of people who are dying to live for him. Loose in the working of his Holy Spirit who fills the world. Loose in the world where no person or power or philosophy can stop that truth. The resurrection of Jesus Christ kindles the spark of faith. It rekindles the tender light of faith that has almost gone out. The living Christ, alive and well, saves the sinner, comforts the weak, lifts the strong, and welcomes all to faith in him, faith that works by love to conquer the warring passions, the sniveling envies, the selfish hatreds, and the deadening stupidities that tear life apart. In the gathering dusk of doubt, the lengthening shadow of death, Jesus Christ is and always will be alive. He died and was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in those who love him and the day of his appearing. In the story that began this program, Lewis was headed toward death. Jones told him the story of Jesus, raised from the dead. Lewis found life in Jesus Christ. Celebrate the risen Lord today. Celebrate him yourself. The hosts of heaven celebrate him today. The dying celebrate him who will make them alive. Man alive, no one is beyond the reach of his atonement, his forgiveness, his love. Man alive. It really is true. He's alive. And he is Lord, carrying our nature in victory over death. Man alive. It's true. Praise the Lord. It's true. Amen.
You have been listening to a special Easter broadcast produced by the International Lutheran Layman's League. If you enjoyed listening to this unique format for religious programming, we'd like to hear from you. And if you would like a free reprint of today's program, Man Alive, along with Dr. Hoffman's message, please feel free to write to the following address: The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139.
Bells ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead.
Just heard Easter Song, an arrangement by Ann Herring, performed by Joy Incorporated of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. At Easter, especially, the good news of God is forgiveness. Not only does Jesus forgive, but he also raises us to life by encouraging us to be forgiving. In recognition of this fact, we're offering a special gift. It's a unique necklace that simply says 70 times 7. And on the back of the necklace are the words, "Learn to Forgive," Matthew 18. We'd like you to have one of these necklaces as a complimentary memento of this broadcast. May it be a reminder to you and to others to be forgiving. To receive yours, simply write to this program, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. If you have been enriched by today's program, may we ask you to help enrich the hearts of others throughout the world by remembering this broadcast in prayer, by sending us your gifts of love, and by inviting others to listen regularly to our weekly broadcast. A word of thanks goes to the many fine actors and technicians who help make this program possible, and a special note of appreciation goes to the men who lent their time and talent in the leading roles in today's drama. Playing the role of Sergeant Lewis was Jim Grant, and opposite him was Kurt Colbert in the role of Calvin Jones. If today's broadcast prompts you to want more information about the life that comes through faith in Christ, please feel free to write to our counseling department. This special production was produced by the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.